那个思想就升上来了。
Yeah, the 相 is the mark,、the mark under
the Buddha. What the understanding thing about、I want, what my feeling is the meaning. It really, this time really gets clear.
Yeah, and it like stand out. Then you understand it more deeply. Then you have a lot of joy. Then you become very determined. That is the way to actually progress. But more important is after that, you move into the daily mindfulness cultivation. You move into the actual cultivation. Because without the daily mindfulness stability, all these are still in a certain way, is still Dhamma, but not so much of a knowledge alone. Dhamma with some understanding, but without the daily mindfulness, the penetrative understanding or awakening cannot come to be, because the awareness nature need to be understood. You have to realize that. That's why the union, the first stage, the first hallmark of training, that one need a lot of hard work, a lot of understanding. That's why that meditative training to realize that true mind, the silent mind, that one is very important. Sing Wei Ken Ben. You have to start with mind. Then you will understand what that nature is. Then from that nature, all things arise. That's how the mundane mind come to be. That's why 一切为心造. So this mundane mind is not your true mind. This one is the fine aggregate of form and mind. This one is the one with the egoic mind, grasping, clinging, and delusion. Before one become enlightened, the fine aggregate is egoic. There is delusion. So all this can only be penetrated through the stability of daily mindfulness. So what you go through is very good, but you need to complement it with that stability of daily mindfulness. Of course, the Avijja Sutta, listening to the Dhamma, reflect, contemplate, then stabilize the understanding, then go into daily life, daily mindfulness, then starts to develop the cultivation of Noble Eightfold Path, then develop the religious routine to stabilize the daily mindfulness. All these are very important. Otherwise, like most people do, the retreat, because you are more committed, you have the condition to develop all the understanding and the faith. Then after that, when the retreat finish, most people, they cannot continue because their daily life, they are not in a meditative state. So what you need is to stabilize the daily mindfulness so that you are in the meditative state, even in the midst of life. That's what heedfulness is all about. That's why the Buddha say, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die, whereas the heedless are as if dead. So for people who only develop the faith and all this thing during the retreat, then if they don't carry this through when they are out of the retreat or after the retreat, then they miss out because they cannot stabilize the daily mindfulness. They cannot develop the heedfulness, the continuity of cultivation and practice. So initially, this one need to be done until the awakening, the understanding is very, very clear and very stable. Then the cultivation will continue, it become an ending. Then this nature will develop further understanding. Then a lot of things will unfold. Without the stability of daily mindfulness, a lot of the stages of transformation and unfolding of the Dhamma cannot be truly understood. I realize a lot of people only gain some form of understanding through attending retreat and all those things. It does help. Doesn't mean it doesn't help. Like your case, it helped. It brings you to another level. It stabilizes your understanding at another level. But the important missing link is after the retreat, you have to really put in the cultivation to develop the stability of daily mindfulness leading to heedfulness. Can follow, huh?